Welcome to the Bourbon Boys. I am riding solo this week, but I'm at a very special event. The Blom Brothers release of their Nodder Old Fangled Bourbon finished in Madeira casks. This is a 12-year-old small batch cask strength at 110.2 proof. Those who've listened to me on this podcast before know very well that I'm not a big finished whiskey guy. But this one, I had a pour last night, covers all the bases, and we're going to talk about it today. So, sit back, enjoy, relax, grab your favorite drink or your pen and pencil if you're at work, and listen to the soft sounds of Chad Huffman's voice as I bring you live from the Blom Brothers release. Shit is crazy here. They were lined up down the street this morning. Mike and Matt are now currently signing bottles like they're celebrities, which is pretty funny. I saw somebody ask somebody to sign a sign a little while ago. I saw Matt sign somebody's chest. That's a new one in a bourbon release. I haven't seen so many, too many chest signs. I think I might ask them to sign my bottle, but put their social security number on there. Maybe their birth date and their mother's maiden name. I am drinking a Bloody Mary right now because I needed some hair of the dog. Too much hanging out last night. This is going to be the Nodder release review. Somebody is currently walking around with their child on a leash. It's been a while since I've seen that. Interesting observations from the barn release. This is the review of the Nodder Rye, or the Nodder Bourbon, sorry, finished in Madeira casks. Color is very dark, which you would expect out of a finished whiskey. Nose, you get a little bit of chocolate. You definitely catch up the finish, catch the wine finish on the nose. In all honesty, I had some of this last night, so this is second try. Palates. It's the perfect mix of a finished whiskey and an MGP batch. It's got the sweet cherry. It's got, you know, what you want. My palate's a little tainted from drinking a Bloody Mary. But it's got what you want out of an MGP. Cherry. Nice, fruity notes. But then you get this very subtle wine finish, not overly drying like you get out of a lot of wine finishes. It's just very nice and subtle. So you get that, but it doesn't overpower it. Yes, it doesn't overpower it, which is what a lot of people mess up when they do finish whiskeys. The finish is not overpowering. It's not going to knock your socks off. It is a batch, so you probably lose a little bit of that finish when you batch it. I am joined by the man, the myth, legend, Blom Matthew. What's up, Matt?
What's happening? I don't have the headphones on. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, good enough. I'll lean in. Get close, Chad.
4 feet. 4 feet.
Oh, yeah, 4 feet. 4 feet.
So we're coming here live from the Blom release. What are you releasing today, Matt?
What's that?
What are you releasing
today? We are releasing the Madeira finished Old Fangled Nodder Bourbon. 12-year-old. Oh, we've got pours coming out of the woodwork.
What is this, Weller what?
That's a 2020. I've heard of that. I heard it's okay, yeah. need to get a couple more Glens.
I don't know if they have any. Unless they
I know, right?
Them.
Yeah, we're running through. Yeah, we releasing that today. It's been I got here at like 8:30 and had about 200 people in line. We had 200 bottles. I think at 8:30 they handed out tickets and there were like 195 people in line. Then after a few more minutes, a few more surfaced and it's crazy. People are like tailgating and
what time is it right now?
What time is it now? It's 11 o'clock
right
now.
You still got people coming through the door.
Still got people coming through the doors. People are still working through that 200-person line.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, there are dudes out there. I walked up this morning, and I was live streaming, and dudes had generator outside their truck, and they're They're like making breakfast sandwiches on a flat top, and it was awesome. Music pumping, people are drinking. 8:30 this morning, it was just full tailgate mode in the parking lot.
What time did the first person get here? Midnight?
Yeah, midnight, I heard. I heard somebody said they got here at 1 a.m., and there were already 15 people in line. So, it's crazy, man. We have people from Montana, Kentucky, Ohio, North Dakota. Nuts.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, we got some from north of the Cheddar Curtain.
Unfortunately. So, how long has this been in the hopper waiting to come out now, 2 years?
We bottled this quite a while ago. We had had it ready, but with COVID and everything, it just didn't seem like a good time to do a release, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, things have changed now. People are getting vaccinated, so we felt a little better. And, you know, it's mostly all outside and everything, people waiting. But, you know, last time we did any release was for Oldfangled, and that was, I think, January, a little over a year ago, you know, and it was freezing that day. We let everybody inside, gave them tickets and whatnot. But, yeah, we were sitting on this one for a while.
Could you have ever imagined 4 years when you started putting out MGP barrels that 4 years later you have a line of 200 people outside your door waiting to get this?
No, not at all. No. I mean, I honestly, I didn't think we'd have 200 people in line today. I was talking to Mike Wenthy the other day, and he's like, "You going to be giving out tickets?" I'm like, "No, I don't think so. We're just going to let people line up." And he's like, "Well, people will probably want tickets so they know if they're getting it or not." And I said, "Well, that'd be assuming we had 200 people in line. I don't think we will." And he goes, "You might be surprised." And I was. I got here today. It was shocking.
People love their MGP, and they love
their MGP.
They love finished MGP too.
Yeah. Well, you and I were talking about this the other day. You know, Mike and I were both got into Scotch before we got into bourbon, so we were really into, like, you know, finished whiskey in general. Obviously, the Scotch in Scotch, that's a pretty normal thing. But you know, we got into that first, so when we started making bourbon, we definitely knew we wanted to finish, you know, do some finished products. And, you know, it's become a little more relevant nowadays, but, yeah, people dig it. And, you know, we didn't want this one to be a Madeira bomb, you know. We wanted it to have the essence of it, but still have that bourbon flavor. And I think we hit that.
Agreed. What's that?
Holding out.
That's it.
Yeah, I still need to get a couple glasses, a couple Glens.
We're waiting for clean Glens.
Would you do me a thanks, man.
Oh, is this Michael Wenthy?
Oh, it's the whiskey drummer.
He's finally coming on the podcast.
It's Mike Wenthy.
Say
everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, everyone. Are we live?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He stiffed me at Galena last year. He didn't come on the podcast.
Yeah. This gentleman's here. I don't know. I remember on the Bourbon Boys podcast in Madison when you had a really good co-host for a while. I think I was asking all the hard-hitting questions to Mike Wenthy. You know, I think that probably goes down as one of the better episodes.
I think that was an epic episode.
That was an epic episode.
Matt keeps bringing it up.
Cheers,
too.
Man. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. 2020 Weller, William LaRue Weller.
I did that. I have the Glencairn in one hand and the microphone in the other, and I just sniffed the microphone.
I don't know why my mic smells like weed. It's weed or a bad breath. I can't tell which one.
So, yeah, place is hopping this morning. People are all parked on the highway, all up and down the road.
They were taking up all my parking spots in my hotel.
Yeah, I got here. I had to park at the neighbor's house. No joke.
So you want to give us some tasting notes on your release?
On this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which not on the Weller.
Yeah, tasting notes on the Weller. Yeah, so this is what we released. It's 12-year-old Oldfangled, not a bourbon, MGP juice. Or Dickel, depending on who you ask. but it's... It's our, you know, the traditional Oldfangled. We ended up having about 800 or so bottles of it. Sold 200 here today, and the rest all went out through distribution. So it went to Illinois, Wisconsin, Colorado, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Georgia. We're about to move into Georgia. And, yeah, you can still get it at the bar here. But, yeah, it's got a nice, you know, the traditional MGP Oldfangled that we've put out before, but... obviously has that nice cherry, you know, with the Madeira, obviously. You get a hint of it. You know, it's there. You know it's there, but it doesn't overtake the bourbon, you know. But it's 110.2 proof. I think it drinks a little lighter than that.
How many bottles total do you have to go through distribution and here?
I think it was 851 bottles, and 200 went to the retail, 60 or so went to the bar. It might not have been enough. I heard we've already gone through 20 bottles just at the bar, just in half ounce and 1 ounce pours.
200 other ones went to friends and family.
No, in true style, two cases went to my office and two went to Mike's. So we always, you know, anything we do, if it's founder stash or, you know, any single barrel picks, we always keep some. Any single barrel pick we've ever done or we've ever sold, we've always kept a bottle each.
You got any sweet tart stash around here?
Oh, I was going to bring that for you today,
damn
too.
It,
I told you to text me, and you didn't text me.
It's my fault.
Well, yeah, it is your fault. Totally your fault.
You can go to your house.
Yeah, could always just run over the house. Yeah, I've got a little sweet tarts at home. Trying to think if we have anything here. I don't know.
It's easily the biggest mistake I've ever made in whiskey was not buying that bottle that day that it was offered to me. Well, second biggest, because the first time I ever came here, Mike offered me a barrel, a bourbon or rye, and I didn't take it on the spot. The next thing I messaged him, he's like, well, we kind of sold out now.
Yeah, there was a day when we had barrels. We're like, anybody want to buy a single barrel? Anybody? There was a day when we had Oldfangled on the liquor store shelves, and it was a shelf turd for a long time, for about a year. It was just a shelf turd collecting dust.
I remember when I went and bought the Woodman single barrel for $55 or something. Whatever y'all charged them is basically what they sold it for. I was like, damn. But Woodmans don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They got money. They don't give a fuck.
Absolutely crazy.
So we're going to taste a little bit of their current offerings made by the Blonde Brothers. We're going to talk about that as well. Did you finish the...
Yeah, I finished. I'm about to finish.
You want to start with bourbon or rye?
Let's go bourbon.
This dude had a leash around his child earlier. Did you see that?
A what now?
Leash.
Really?
On his kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think they outlawed that. He must have got that on the black market. Here you go.
Thanks, buddy.
So what's this? What's the proof on this? Age?
This one's 100 proof. We do our bourbon and our rye at 100 proof. You know, we obviously, if we did it at 90, we could stretch it out and sell more or whatnot. But Mike and I, we bottled it at 90, bottled it at 100, tried it, and it just was way better at 100. And I think the biggest compliment we get on the bourbon and the rye that people say, you know, even at 100, it doesn't drink like that.
Is this 4-year-old?
This bottle would be 4, 5, and 6-year-old barrels.
Okay.
So, predominantly 6-year-old barrels, but there's some 4 and 5 mixed in there. It's getting older. Straight bourbon. Yeah.
That rye, I told you I opened that rye the other night.
Oh, yeah, the latest batch of rye. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what that is?
We're going that next. Yeah. Grab a glass. Yeah. Yeah.
You can hop on the podcast. We got an extra mic.
Yeah, there you go.
Instead of lurking.
Let me get a mic check on that one.
Staring at Matt.
I'll mic check this one.
All right, you're good.
I don't have a headset, though.
I don't either.
Nobody does.
I'm reading lips.
I'm the only
it's kind of loud in here.
Oh, Chris is still here. How about Chris is gone?
Of the East Coast Dinwiddies.
Chris left the hotel room last night after he heard me talking in my sleep. He's like, I can't do it. I'm out. Went and slept in his car.
Was Chad the big spoon?
Never made it that far.
Never made it that far? I'm sorry.
Chris pulled the ripcord on that relationship.
All right.
As soon as he saw me passed out face down in the bed, he's like, I ain't moving him. I'm out.
Grab a glass, Chris.
What do you got on the nose on this?
Up on the back shelf there, buddy. Obviously, you know, obviously there's some, oh God, what was it I saw on, I was trying to make a joke and now I blew it up on one of the groups the other day. Somebody was giving somebody a hard time for saying
smooth.
What's that?
Smooth.
No, something else. I just can't remember what it was.
Stone fruits.
Stone fruits.
Marzipan.
That's always a good one.
Did somebody just use the smooth word?
Yeah, you know, in the nose, it's really smooth. Stone fruits.
Did you see Wes's review of the Black Cat?
Yeah, and it's dead on. Oh, have you tried the Black Cat?
I haven't. I was supposed to have one on the way.
You are?
But it hadn't showed up yet.
Oh, yeah, let me know. I just, have you had it? Where'd you get it?
Someone bought it off of the MGP group.
From Wes?
Yeah, the group. Yeah.
Wes brought it in.
Yeah. Very open.
Oh, now we have Mike Winthy here to give tasting notes.
What do you think about this bourbon, Mike?
Smooth.
All right, cut that. Cut it.
No. Edit me out because I will be chastised for the rest of my life for that.
Mm-hmm. He's going to stop talking.
Yeah, I know. He's already, probably already saying bad things about me.
What do you get on the nose? Somebody give me some notes.
Some notes?
I get some youth.
I don't know. I've had about 6 glasses of whiskey now.
That's when your palate really comes to life.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely some leather in there. This one's very, it's a little leathery nose. I'm going in.
I get some corn sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of corn sweetness on the palate. A little bit of oak. A little bit of fruit there at the end. Not stone fruit.
Yeah, but according to a little TV episode I saw, you're not always big on corn sweetness.
Youth. Normally with youth, I'm out.
I'm signing bottles, eh? Should be having the TV star sign bottles for me.
TV stars.
Nobody asked me to sign anything.
Stars.
I was just sitting over there with a pen waiting. It's like you haven't seen LFG Barrel Hunters. What up, fool?
If you want to be on my show, you can have people pass out on these couches all day long.
Right.
I almost passed out on one of those couches without even drinking that much.
Oh, I've passed out on those couches many, many times. I remember back in the beginning when Mike and I started this, the first year, and we were just here all the damn time. We'd sleep on these things all the time. We'd spend a week at a time here before going home.
Trying to get things going.
Yeah, just making vodka, filling up barrels.
Yeah. My brother
trying to get going.
My brother just asked me if I like Uncle Nearest.
If you like what?
Uncle Nearest.
Oh.
I was like, if you like Dickel, you like Uncle Nearest.
If you like Dickel.
The gal who owns that, she was on like CBS Sunday Morning, I think it was, this week. So my wife's going, do you know anything about this? I go, yeah, I'm familiar with it. Mm-hmm. But, I didn't form an opinion or anything. I just said, yeah, I'm familiar with it.
What's your opinion?
I don't have an opinion. I haven't tried it, to be honest.
I was hoping you had an opinion.
No, I don't. I really don't. I have an opinion about Dickel, but...
What's your opinion about Dickel?
Don't be fickle.
Don't be fickle about the Dickel?
Yeah.
There's some good Dickel out there.
There's some great Dickel out there. There's some 15-year-old Dickels floating around that are just actually exceptional.
They just put their first single barrel out, Uncle Nearest.
Uncle Nearest did?
Yeah. I think they called it 1820 or some shit.
We, you know, under that resilient label that we do, we just brought in some 15-year-old. I haven't even tried them yet, but 15-year-old batches.
You took your hat off. Are you frustrated by something?
Problem solving.
I can see the vein in your forehead that's popped out.
Well, I'm trying to do math. Sean just said we have more people in line with tickets than we have bottles of bourbon.
Yeah.
So I got to figure that out.
You don't have to figure anything out. The ones at the end of the line, you got no bourbon.
We had a finite set of tickets.
We did. That's why I'm trying to
take all the tickets.
Figure out what happened.
Winthy was filling out tickets till 8 o'clock in the morning.
Somebody's coming back in line with tickets or something.
What, you got ticket number one? You can't come back in line with ticket number one.
Right.
I mean, I did run to the parking lot party supply store.
Yeah, bought a new, yeah. Got all kinds of treats in front of me.
We're pouring the rye.
You know, and the bourbon, yeah, there's still that little bit of corn, that little...
you got to put the mic closer to your mouth.
Oh, it helps if you talk into the microphone.
Hello?
Oh, shit.
I just broke Chad's ears.
Thank you, sir.
My hand's a little shaky from last night, so...
That's what she said.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. It's a party. Very little, please. Just a little. That's plenty. Plenty, plenty, plenty.
That's good.
Have a...
See, on the nose on this, you get light rye. I don't get a ton of grain.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is we've moved now to 100% rye mash bill.
What's the age range on these?
It's going to be about the same. This is about 5 years old. There might be a couple extra barrels in there, but
100 proof as well.
100 proof, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody knows this is like one of my favorite distillates in the world.
In the world.
In the world. I just
That's high praise.
Love you know, part of it is I like these guys. But
no accounting for taste.
There's no accounting for that. Yeah. They're like my kids, you know. But nonetheless, we were on the Zoom call the other night. We were talking about this, and I said, if you come to this event today and don't buy the rye, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the line is finally
gone.
Depleted. There's like one person in line.
I saw you doing jumping jacks on the way over here. I assumed that's what it was.
Oh, what a crazy morning, man.
I think it was Jeff Schwartz who picked your rye last year as the
Rye of the Year. Yeah. Jeff was just here last week, actually.
Yeah,
stopped
by. I saw him on Facebook.
I know he posted a nice picture of him in the bathroom with Darth Vader.
Yeah.
He was highly suspect in your bathroom.
Yeah. Nothing like a selfie in the bathroom like a chick.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
At least he didn't do it in the mirror. I guess that would have been worse.
Nothing weird about that, Jeff.
If he picked up Darth Vader and took a mirror pic.
I saw the picture he posted. I said, pull up your pants and go back and buy a drink.
Yeah. Are you taking a shit? I hope you're taking a shit to be in there.
I don't know
what
he was doing. I'm not going to guess.
You're not venturing a guess. So what? Give me some notes on this.
What I think about this is it's got like those great rye characteristics of spice and whatnot, but it's the balance on this one is what I like.
Yeah.
I think, and even the newest release, or what it hasn't been released, but the newest batch of this, newer than this, and comparing the two, it's just like you can see this natural progression of how this rye is getting better and better and better.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's approaching that. Where it's just definitely world class kind of stuff, you know. And quite honest, I think the bourbon is like lagging behind a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean that happens. Natural. Rye and bourbon, that's natural.
The difference
yeah.
between rye and bourbon. I think that's exactly
it's
where
science.
Science. Yeah, but I think that's
Wade Woodard here,
and you and Mike would be the first to admit. And say, here's where we are on our bourbon, and here's where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where we are on our rye, and we're closer.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah.
Very accurate.
So when you're doing a batch, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to, like, get a very people-pleasing batch? Or are you looking to pick out something in a batch and accentuate it?
At this point, you know, we're attempting to... It's hard to explain. We're attempting to, you know, every batch that comes out, we don't want it to vary drastically from the batch before. You know, we are trying to keep it, you know, in sync. But you know, like Mike said, the rye is starting to really hit its stride, so it's noticeable compared to 2-3 batches ago, especially with the mash bill change going 100% rye. But, yeah, I mean, you know, anybody who knows us knows – it's bad. It's a bad business statement, but it's never really been about pleasing the masses.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like what we like and how we want to do it.
You watched the first episode of the LFG Barrel Hunters. Did you see that intro?
Yeah.
I'm not here to please everybody.
I mean, we're never going to please everybody, but you know, we're doing this because we love doing it, and you know, we're doing it our way. At the same time, we want to make something pleasing to people, but yeah, we're not trying to do it for the masses per se.
Okay.
You know. Uh-oh. Hold on. Turn the music down.
Hold on. He keeps turning it back up. Who are we firing? Somebody needs to get fired.
There we go.
Who are we firing? They keep turning this back.
Fire them all.
All right.
Fire them all.
They're gone.
The words of Metallica. You're kill
done.
Them all.
You're done. It's over.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Got six new spots opening up right now.
I think obviously you guys are whiskey guys at heart. You know, and I know you sell a lot of weight goods. You know, I think your gin, your barrel aged gin in particular, plug. is epic, but being whiskey guys at heart and having known you since the beginning,
sure.
I think it's just nice to see that progression that your guys are going through. Like, here's where we started, here's where we're gonna go.
Yeah,
you know? And now you know, I represent Willett, and they went through kind of the same deal.
Sure.
They
sure.
moved away from the source whiskeys to their own distillate, and you guys are in that stage right now.
And that was always, as you know, was always the plan from the beginning. You know, honestly, the source MGP stuff, all, as you know, kind of happened by accident,
right.
and was never part of the business plan. Was just, we came across some barrels we thought were exceptional, and we were like, let's take that on and do something with it. You know, but
which is why we have 300 people in line
standing on our own too. Yeah, right. I guess it did okay, but I mean, the ultimate goal is to eventually have nothing sourced.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and we, you know, we still come across some barrels. We still have some tricks up our sleeve, but you know, we've got, aside from the rye and the bourbon we're sitting here trying right now, we got a lot of whiskey and barrels that, you know, is going to be over 10 years old, and we got a lot of fun stuff coming down the pike.
So speaking of that, what is coming? You have any releases coming up?
There's some malt whiskeys out there. There's some rum out there. You want to talk about that a little bit?
So, with this thing happened this past year, it was called COVID. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
You guys hear about that?
It was in the news.
Yeah, it was in the news. You might have saw something about it. But that kind of slowed things down. We had a lot of releases planned for last summer. We were going to release our clear rum. That didn't happen. This, actually, the Madeira finish was supposed to be released last year, but you know, didn't want to have lines of people outside when nobody knew what was going on with all the COVID.
They call that a super spreader event.
Super spreader event. We thought it'd be bad press last April to have
it's a good call.
To have 200 people in line. So
free bottle of sanitizer with every bottle of whiskey.
Right. Yeah. So yeah,
mouthwash and sanitizer.
Gave away a lot of sanitizer, but so we kind of pushed a lot off until things quieted down a little bit. So honestly, 2021 is going to be a really fun year. I mean, it's already shaping up really well. We're launching in Georgia in a couple weeks. We just got a giant purchase order from them. I'll have to tell you about that, Mike.
The ATL,
your brother.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a big one.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Exciting.
That's what you said.
So things are, there's definitely a paradigm shift. Now, there's definitely a big shift happening with everything we're doing, with the bourbon, with the rye. Everything's just trending in the right direction. It's a lot of fun, you know. And we've always said, you know, with things coming down the road, we've always said from the beginning, you know, hey, jump on board and stick with us, because we're gonna have fun stuff coming down the road. Might not be tomorrow, you know. I mean, we could have put some of this stuff out a lot longer. You know, people have been begging us for single barrel picks of our bourbon and our rye, and we could do that right now. The demand definitely outweighs the supply, but we
have a child walking around here by herself.
But,
she had a leash on earlier.
You know, we're doing it our way. We're waiting. We don't want to put out any single barrels that are less than, I mean, you know, we don't want to put out anything that could rub somebody the wrong way. We don't want to have somebody pick up a, people have tried our single barrels, said that's ready to go. Mike and I are like, we don't think it's ready to go yet. You know,
insert Jimmy May right here.
Insert Jimmy May.
You want to rub the people the right way.
Want to rub them the right way. So we're all about rubbing. If that's the tagline for the day, it's Blum Brothers. We rub people the right way.
Ooh, I like it.
Are there any specific releases you want to share or can't share?
Well,
you got any single barrels coming out?
In 2021, we will do another Founder Stash.
Okay.
We have two Founder Stash left at this moment. Who knows? We might come across.
Bourbon or rye?
We did come across a very interesting barrel of our juice, of our bourbon. It was in the back. We came across it not too long ago. We noticed it had been leaking. We didn't know it was leaking, but we noticed it was leaking.
All right, let's get a drill.
Excuse me. Yeah, seriously, if I can find it, we got to try it.
We're taking this podcast on
internally. Mike and I call it the anomaly barrel because it's our juice. We put it in, you know, just over 120. This thing has leaked. There's only about eight bottles left in it, but somehow the proof went up to above 150.
Oof.
Mike, how's that happen? I can attest to this. He's telling the truth because Mike had me try it. You're talking about your black cat earlier.
It's fantastic.
Thanks for tuning in. We're going to shut this podcast off now and get a drill.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Yeah. See y'all later. Night, night.
We're done.
But no, so we might do something with that. We have a Founder Stash. Kali Ma is the next one. That only, I think there are only like 15, 18 bottles in it. So I don't know what we're going to do. We might do another Whiskey Revelry thing and do it that way. We might just do a lottery type system for it. I don't know. We haven't. You guys all know me. We wing it. It's just like, hey, let's do this.
If you do another Whiskey Revelry, can I get a free pass for doing podcasts there?
Might need somebody to come run the podcast. You know, all one of the bourbon boys.
Yeah. Are we done with MGP?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I mean, we did. We're moving everything over to our other barrel house now, and we've uncovered a bunch of random barrels. So we do have some MGP rye still, some barrels, and we do have some more bourbon.
Yeah.
But we need to try it. We need to see what we're going to do with it.
When are you going to start releasing single barrels of your own stuff?
Of our own stuff? This year we'll have a few out. I think
Jimmy Meek's finally going to get what he wants.
I would say this year we'll probably have anywhere from 8 to a dozen single barrels.
The rye berry is going to get his own.
Benny's has been begging to do one for a while, so
it's fucking
Benny's will be doing one.
Of our
stuff, yeah.
I'm just here to announce Papa's Tea 2.
Papa's Tea
2.
Two.
Son of Papa.
Son of Papa.
Lemon tea.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, you never know.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and close it out because we got 12 minutes on this version, this set. Can you tell us the location of the Blom Brothers establishment?
Galena, Illinois. If you haven't been, you got to get out here. It's we're not down on the main street. We're on the main highway coming into town from the Chicago side. But it's easy to come in. Galena's open. All the restaurants are open. Everything's open. You're asking me all the hard-hitting questions. I don't know. We have tours 7 days a week, different times.
Different
times. Go to the website. It's better than me.
What's the website?
BlomBrothers.com.
BlomBrothers.com. Well, B-R-O-S.
Yeah.
B-L-A-U-M-B-R-O-S.
Okay.
Damn Fine Whiskey.
You got anything to say?
.org.
You got anything to say in closing?
I don't have anything to say in closing.
Okay.
Just happy to be here with a wonderful company. Wonderful company and Chad. So, nice little morning.
Mike, you got anything to say in closing?
No, I'd just say anybody who's planning a summer trip this summer, I would say this is a great little place to come over to Galena. There's a lot of things to see. There's a lot of great retail shops. Obviously, do the tour while you're here at Blom Brothers, check out all their new releases as they come this summer.
What's a tour cost?
$10. That includes a tasting flight.
Okay, cool.
So it's about a 45-minute tour. Honestly, we've become on TripAdvisor, we're the number one attraction in town, which most people would say, "Oh, really? In a town of 3,400 people, that's super impressive, guys." But it's. It's kind of a weird time.
Or you can say next door at Hotel Impossible.
Hotel Impossible, yeah. That was good. Yeah, look us up on that episode. That was a good one.
Yeah, but I took a shower, and that shower this morning, it was like 10 bumps pissing on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay at the Best Western.
It was a very slow drip.
They have the, what do they call those suites?
They have the, like,
fantasy
suites.
Yeah, stay at the Best Western.
Has, they have like a caveman room.
Maybe if my wife was with me, I'd have done that, but we were definitely in base. I mean,
just go to the Best Western.
Chris said you didn't have a, you don't have a fantasy suite. I'm out. All right. Well, until next time, enjoy your pours and enjoy your family.
Peace out.